Welcome to Becoming One. I'm Bryant.
And I'm Amy.
And we are so excited to have you all here with us today.
We're so glad you found us.
Yes.
Good job.
You coaching them up,
Amy? Yeah, I already am. Let's go.
Man, I am so excited about this, doing this Becoming One podcast with my best friend on this earth and just empowering marriages.
Yeah, there's nothing better than being able to help other marriages, encourage other marriages, and from a place of, hey, we have messed up a lot.
We've gotten a lot of things wrong.
We've gone through a lot. And we just love this opportunity to get to talk with you and lift you up and point you back to your spouse.
So, Amy, let's tell them, what is Becoming One Pod all about?
The reason Becoming One is here, the reason you're here with us, is because we really live in a world that pulls us away from our spouse and pulls us away from our families. It's all about be you, do you, find happiness for yourself. And really, we just want to be a voice and a friend that points you back to your spouse, points you back to your family, and walks along beside you through this thing called marriage.
That's right. So Amy and I got married 18 years ago.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Yes. So I was 20.
I was 18.
She was 18. I don't know what we were thinking when we did it. I don't know that we were thinking it, but that doesn't matter. But anyway, you know, we had a lot of ups and downs in our marriage. We
faced a lot of challenges.
And it just felt like we were on an island. Like we had nobody to really talk to, nobody to really walk us through issues. Mm-hmm. And so we definitely want to be that friend for you all that to connect with you guys and help you through those trying times.
Yeah. We want our marriage to be better. But sometimes we don't always have those tools to be better. We know we want our marriage better.
That's right.
But we don't know what to do. Or we want our marriage better. I want to be a better wife, but I maybe don't have, you know, people coming along beside me and showing me how to be a better wife, or for you, how to be a better husband. And so that's what we want, to be able to walk with you through this and give you tools and really challenge you and uplift you and encourage you in your marriage that you can do it. And I'll tell you right now, Bryant and I are going to keep it real.
Yes, 100%.
We don't know any other way to do it.
Yeah, so 100%.
If we tell you our junk, don't think less of us.
Oh, you're going to hear plenty of our junk.
Especially about Bryant.
We got some great stuff lined up about Amy that I can't wait to share on this podcast. But let's talk about the destination. The destination is our journey.
The destination is the journey, because this really is a process.
That's right.
And hopefully you don't judge me when I say this, but when I first got married, and even for many years after I got married, I honestly thought that great marriages, eventually after a few years, arrived at a place of perfection where you didn't really have trouble. You didn't have conflict. You didn't have really, it was just a place of bliss. And
it sounds like you watched the Hallmark Channel and found
Disney,
a movie
Hallmark,
that basically
Happily
put
Ever
that
After.
In your Go ahead.
So, yeah, like I really thought, okay, if this is who you're meant to be with, if this is a great marriage, everything will just be perfect and blissful, and nobody will ever have any issues. And so after years of, you know, growing and working through things, I didn't realize, oh, the destination that I'm looking for is the journey itself. The journey of becoming one with Bryant refines me as a person.
That is so good.
And helps me grow in character in my relationship with God and what he wants to do with me individually and then through us as a couple.
That is so good.
So there's never a place of perfection.
Right.
It's always growing, always becoming better, always refining. And the destination I was looking for, I was already there. I was on that journey with
That's
you
right.
already.
And friends, remember that it is a process. It is not a microwavable, instant gratification, instant perfection. It is a process.
Yeah, it really
and
is.
That's what we can't grow weary of doing good in that process.
Yeah.
Because as long as we keep God first, we keep pursuing each other, we keep him at the center of our households and of our marriage, then that process is going to turn into something beautiful. Like Amy said, it's going to refine you individually, and it's going to make your marriage just amazing.
Yeah. And this podcast can be for those couples who are really having a lot of trouble, having a hard time, and need hope and need advice. But it's also for couples that just want their marriage to be all that it can be. Even if you're at a pretty good place, besides our relationship with Christ, like, our marriage is the most important relationship we're going to have on this earth. Yeah. And so what better way to invest in your life, in your family's life, than investing in your marriage? And this podcast is a great investment for you to be able to be committed to finding ways to grow as a wife, as a husband, and in your marriage.
That's right.
So since this is our first episode together and you are really just now getting to know Brian and I.
Yes.
As a couple.
Yes.
We've been together actually 20 years, been married 18 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So we know all about each other, but we know our listeners may want to know, how did I even get around to liking this guy, or
what? How could you not like this guy? That's what they want to know.
So charming.
So, yeah, we were high school sweethearts.
Yes, we were.
I was 18.
I was 16.
When we met. And look how we finished each other's...
sentences.
Sandwiches. Think of the movie, Amy.
Sorry,
you can tell we have kids and we watch Disney movies. But I was 18. She was 16.
Yeah.
And I just happened to meet her one night. I got introduced to her. And the first thing I noticed was her eyes.
Aww.
And I just thought, oh my goodness, I was pretty much, it was a done deal at that point.
So,
what about you?
Yeah, the first thing that I thought about you was that we got to talk quite a bit the first night we hung out.
Yes, hung out quite a bit.
And I remember my 16-year-old self thinking, oh my goodness, we have so much in common.
So much. I don't think there was a lot of people there when we met, but I don't think we paid attention to anybody else. I don't even remember anybody else that was there. I'm sure there were, but yeah, so that's kind of how we met.
Yeah.
18 and 16, high school sweethearts.
Yeah, started dating.
And still going strong today.
Yeah, we got married when you were 20 and I was 18.
That's right.
So we were still really young. And we just really gave our lives to the Lord shortly before we got married. So
that's right.
We were both just living in the world for the world, and then had to relearn how to have a relationship.
We really did.
Around God.
That's right.
And that was a whole process in itself, because even when you love God, sometimes you're still undoing bad habits that were formed during your time in the world. And so that was a challenge in itself.
Amy has an amazing testimony.
Maybe we'll get to that.
Since she was way more in the world than I was,
oh,
but she...
But it is kind of
God. God did amazing things in her life, but yeah.
Yeah, so we had our first child when I was 20, you were 22.
I was 22.
So we started having kids pretty young.
Very young.
I always wanted to be a wife and a mom. That was like... the best thing ever to me in my mind was to get mm-hmm. to be your wife and to get to have kids and be their mom. So we had our first one, and then we thought within 2 years we'll go ahead and have a second one.
We were supposed to have two kids.
Yeah, we said we'll have two
kids. That was our life plan when we would get together before we got married and kind of write up our life plan.
How many kids do you want to have?
How many kids? It was always two.
Yeah, two. Yeah, that sounds good. I mean,
well,
maybe
Amy,
three.
So tell them how many kids we ended up with.
Well, we added a third. And then we added a fourth. And then we added a fifth.
Man, we didn't stick to the plan. What happened there?
I don't know what happened there. We just started having kids and we really liked them a lot. And we thought, let's have more of these kids. They're pretty awesome. So that's how we became a family of seven.
Oh, my God.
Pretty
goodness.
Amazing.
Seven.
Yeah. So hopefully this helps you get to know us a little bit better and how we got to know each other and became a family. And I'm sure in the coming episodes, we'll get to share even a little bit more about our story through each episode as we get to know each other better. But just know we are daily growing in our relationship together.
That's right.
And we are so glad to have you join with us and grow in your relationship with your spouse just right along with us. And we cannot wait to have you back for the next episode.
Yes, it's gonna fun be times good. Ahead.
We can't wait to spend that time with you again. Thanks for listening to Becoming One.